Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Pomp will join the show at 11. All hell's broken loose here because Andrew Filippone tweeted out the eyeball emoji 37 minutes ago. It has 10,000 views already, Sean. 10,000
views. I did text him to see if there was any clarification. He hasn't responded. I do have a guess, however. Bailey Falter and the Pirates have just agreed to a deal avoiding arbitration. That's probably what it was in reference to.
Well, there's a bunch of responses to Pony's eyeball emoji. May I read some of them?
All very positive, I'm sure.
Yeah, let me guess. The Pirates are getting Ayuk, says one man. Pirates sign Alex Verdugo, says another. Roman Wilson is playing, is my guess, says somebody. A couple people say Fields is starting. Tomlin traded to Bears. You're deleting your account. James Franklin crying about something again. Another, Fields is starting. Tomlin retired. Someone wondering if Chris Boswell is injured. I mean, this leads to all kinds of madness here, Sean.
Especially the one about Pony deleting his account.
Yeah. Somebody else wondering if Pony again has explosive diarrhea, which he did last week.
You would think it has to be about the quarterback situation, though, right?
I don't know. I don't even want to speculate until he gets to us. A lot of people speculating about Fields and what his role will be. I mean, somebody texted me back who's around the Steelers. I said, there's no chance he would secretly start Fields, is there? And he said, are you serious? The dude has played one snap in a month and 13 since losing his job. To which I said, yeah, but that didn't stop them from letting him throw a pass down the field against Cleveland when he was an ice sculpture who hadn't thrown a pass in a month.
I think I heard that was still the only pass that he has thrown since Wilson has taken over as a starter.
I think so. When he came into the Ravens game at home, though, Justin Fields helped to clinch that game, you remember, with a couple runs?
Yeah.
That's not happening. At least I can't imagine that happening. But the question of how Justin Fields will be involved in this game is a good one. And Arthur Smith's answer yesterday to that question was very interesting and eye-opening.
Everybody watches this stuff, and we've used Justin before. Certainly, we've had things up. Every week, he's been healthy. We're not going to leave anything left, no stone left unturned. It's what the playoffs is. I mean, like, whatever, you get to the drama, the ups and downs of the season, and however you shake it, you're in a single elimination tournament. I use that analogy. Let's burn the boats. You got to win to stay in and win, survive in advance. And so we'll use everything at our disposal, assuming it's the appropriate thing to do.
I like that philosophy. I do. Justin Fields is one of the most electric runners in the NFL, including all running backs, when he has the ball in his hands. So there's no more protecting anybody. If that was kind of the idea, like, what would our depth be behind Russell Wilson? We don't want to expose Justin to too much. That's gone. What Smitty said there is true. I want to see Justin Fields touch the ball 5 times in the game in some capacity, maybe even throw a pass. Just make sure he's not frozen at the end of the game. Maybe make it early in the game where he surprises them and throws the ball. He needs to be involved. Smitty's right there. This is no time to keep anybody under wraps, to keep anything under wraps, to save anything or anyone. And he's a guy, listen, after George Pickens and maybe including George Pickens, Justin Fields might be the most explosive player the Steelers have. Get him the ball.
Last game of the season, can't hold anything back. Here's a question. Will Fields get more touches than Cordarrelle Patterson?
Oh, my God. Cordarrelle Patterson. I'm still in recovery from the Cordarrelle Patterson pitch play last week.
Seems like he gets one of the most important carries of the game as his first carry.
I had to go to 12-step meetings to recover from that thing. Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm recovering from Cordero Patterson. I mean, Artie, what are you doing? The guy's been frozen for the whole game. Now, I don't want to get into the whole secret frozen player thing again, Sean. Did you hear about that?
What's that?
That the Steelers try to trick people late in games by having a player who's frozen come in and try to make a play, like Justin Fields in Cleveland with his first pass in a month. And then Cordero, who hadn't touched the ball in any capacity on a frostbitten night at Acrisure Stadium. They get the muffed punt. They're in position to go in for the go-ahead score. I know Najee's out of the game. I'm aware of that. And your best idea, and you're a head coaching candidate now, albeit in Chicago and with the Jets, your best idea, your very best thinking for one of the biggest plays of the season is a pitch out to the cadaver of Cordero Patterson. What are we doing here? What are we doing?
So their offensive strategy is find a guy that no one expects will be able to do something and use him in the most crucial moment. I guess
he thinks he's Adrian Peterson, I guess. That's why I got those confused.
To an extent, I mean, they did have that winning touchdown to Mike Williams after he hadn't really done anything. But yeah, I would rather just say,
but he wasn't
I'm going
frozen.
To use my best players in the most crucial moments instead of trying to trick somebody.
Yes, thank you. That's well said. And then the coup de grace there, which also I mentioned at one of my 12-step meetings this week. There's a Cordero Patterson recovery group out there you can join. Was how could they have kept him in the game after that and basically used him as a guard on a pass play? Did you see that? There were guys rushing up the middle, and Cordero grabbed one of them and tackled him and almost took him out of field goal range. What is this man's obsession with Cordero Patterson?
He must have some dirt on Artie Smith that we don't know about. I mean, it is baffling his usage.
It is just incredible. All right, so we'll try to figure out the pony eyeball emoji. We have Pomp coming in. When do we have Jonas Schaefer of the Baltimore Banner? About 10 after 11?
Yep, next segment.
Perfect. Why don't we hit the phones?
Let's do it. Jay in Columbus has been waiting.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Would you like to go maybe to a meeting someday? Those of us recovering from Cordero Patterson trauma?
I'm glad you bring that up. So my confidence level in Russell Wilson is about an 8. My confidence level in Mike Tomlin, the offensive line coach, the wide receiver coach, and Matt Canada-like is a 0. So I fully expect them to get blown out by at least 10 points. And if and when that happens, Art's got to go to Tomlin and say, look, you have 0 coaching tree. You hired bums. You hired Matt Canada. You retained Matt Canada and promoted him. We had to let him go. This is a disaster. And Weidel and Kahn have got to get – like they did Noel in 91 and Noel retired. He has no coaching tree. He hires bums. He obviously needs help.
Here's the thing.
Hiring coaches.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do that, then he's got to go. He's got to get fired.
Appreciate the call. Mike Florio was on this station yesterday talking about Art Rooney and Tomlin's future and also George Pickens and Russell Wilson and had some very interesting things to say that we're going to replay. That I'm sure that last caller and everybody else will be very interested to hear next.
Let's go to Cheswick, where Alan will chime in.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Alan, what's up?
Well, I'll tell you what, Starkey, I really like talking to you. I love the show, but I swear you guys screen me because every time I call, I have to wait. What is it with you, Stark? Nah, I'm just messing with you. I'm like 4.5 on Russ Wilson. I'm like the other guy.
4.5 out of 5 or 4.5 out of 10?
4.5 out of 5.
Good. Let's hear it.
The offensive line is not playing well. They haven't played well in the 4 games that we lost. And to me, Russell Wilson looks like a lot of the times he's running for his life. If you look at the time that Joe Burrow had to drop back and pass, compared to what Wilson had to draw back a pass, it's just no comparison.
Alan, I have a treat for you, my friend. You ready for this?
Hit me with it.
Where are you right now?
I'm heading up to my buddy's camp for Wild Card Weekend. We'll be up there until Tuesday.
What do you guys do up at camp? Do you go hunting? You drink beer? You throw meat on the old grill, some venison? What do you guys do at camp?
All of that, and watch football.
That sounds delicious. Well, I have a treat for you. You are going to greet Bob Pompiani before I do today. Bob has entered the studio. He's taking off his coat even as we speak. He's taking his chair right now. He's putting on his headphones. And Alan, who's going up camp, you going north up camp near Conneaut Lake? Where are you headed?
Outside of Brookville.
Brookville. My wife's from Brockway. I've been to Brookville many times. I've been to the little antique store there. In fact, in that store, I bought the Sports Illustrated from the week the Steelers beat the Raiders in 1974 in the AFC title game and held them to, I don't know, what, 21 yards or something rushing? I remember that in Brookville. Bob, he's headed to Brookville. Alan, Bob, Alan.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Bob, you're not on the air, just like Ron used to do it.
My mic's on.
There you go.
Hello, Alan. How are you? Just like Ron. Here we go. First thing, you can't say hello to me. You have to say just like Ron.
I'm letting Alan greet you. Go ahead, Alan.
I'm doing terrific. How you doing, Bob? I like talking to you, too.
Well, I appreciate it, Alan. Thank you. So you're going to Brockville?
Brookville.
Brookville. Someville.
Yeah,
Cruella DeVille. I don't know where you're going. You're going somewhere. Well, safe driving to you.
Thanks, and I think after Starkey got done talking, when I first got in the vehicle and started listening, I actually think the Steelers can win. Now, I thought they were going to get killed, but Stark brought up some good points about the last four games and the last time we played the Ravens.
He's swaying like a palm tree right now. He's going back and forth.
Bob, did you hear the opening?
Yeah, I heard the opening as I was driving in.
Yeah.
To do another show.
I'm saying Lamar wins it on the last one. There's going to be a live exorcism on the field. Also, Bob... If you'd like to go to a meeting, there's a new 12-step group for those of us who have been traumatized by the sight of Cordarrelle Patterson on the field. So do you want to go to a meeting after the show?
No, I think I'm okay with that, although I would like to figure out on an over and under bet how many times he will touch the ball, because I do think that is interesting.
Alan, what do you hunt up there? Squirrel, deer, turkeys, what?
My big thing was grouse hunting. It's second season.